Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You are listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. You're halfway through our shoe swap segment, the very famous shoe swap segment. It's now time to walk a day in Jade's shoes. Mm-hmm. Actually, we just did that before. So, Jade, you have to walk in my shoes now.
I do. And so this week, Dave, it was all about me learning how to give a good compliment. Now, my major problem, and I mentioned this last week, is that I always feel very, very fake whenever I give a compliment. I feel like if I say congratulations to someone, I'm inadequate in some way. And in their head, they're saying something like, oh, my God, Jade is totally being fake. She doesn't mean it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's mostly on my end. So it's all internal. This is what the problem is. In any case, so I decided when I was doing some research about how to give a good compliment, I found this on a self-help site that, you know, well, if you give a good compliment, you know, all great things will happen to you. And it's focused on how if I learn to give a good compliment right, then I'm going to automatically feel better about myself because I'm noticing good things about other people too.
That is very instant karma.
It is.
Straight out of the mouth of Dr. Phil's wife, isn't it?
I don't know that it was Dr. Phil's wife that wrote this, but yes, perhaps. In any case, there are three simple steps to giving a good compliment, right? Number one, make your compliment specific.
Mm.
That necklace looks really good on you, makes a bigger impact compared to, you look really nice today.
Ah.
The more specific, the better. It makes the person feel like you've really noticed them.
Because when you go to someone, oh, you look really nice today, what's my automatic response? I'll be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel yuck. And then you have to go, no, 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 like that jumper looks really good. And yes, you have to explain anyway.
Exactly.
So...
Number two, back up your compliment. Don't just stop at that necklace looks really good on you. Your compliment becomes stronger when you say something like, that necklace looks really good on you because it matches your eyes.
But do you sort of feel you need an invitation to say the second part, or do you need to just do it all in one big flow?
See, the whole thing, Dave, for me is it like a chore?
It's a chore for you already, full like, stop.
Yeah, I feel good. I feel... very uneasy when giving a compliment, no matter how much I want to give it. Like,
even though you're really sincere about it.
Here's a perfect example. At a housewarming party, at my housewarming party just recently, I was talking to Jenny. People who listen to Joy regularly will know Jenny. She's the host of Local and Vocal and is the youth coordinator here at Joy. And
Queen Bee.
Is just a brilliant person. In any case, I was trying to give her a compliment when I said something along the lines of, your radio voice is so brilliant, you know, like kind of thing. And it didn't really come out the way I wanted it to, and then I had to go on a long explanation of how it actually was a compliment. I wasn't, you know, saying that she was like different on air than she was in real life.
Oh
and
no, Jay.
It's like that's the you know,
awkward.
A perfect example of what I'm like.
It just could be misconstrued.
In any, yeah, exactly. So it was actually a pretty good timing that I'm learning how to do this now, even though, you know, I'm probably past my use by date.
That's right.
That's probably why I have no friends. But anyway, step number three, ask a question with your compliment. If you want to use a conversational starter, ask a question about the subject of your compliment. For example, that necklace looks really good on you because it matches your eyes. Where did you get it?
Oh, my God, that's really, really lengthy.
Yes, it is.
I almost feel that that's a conversation in itself. I wouldn't go stepped 1, 2, 3 all in one breath. I just go, oh, that necklace really looks really good on you. And it could be a passing thing. They go, oh, okay, cool, thanks, bye. Or they could go, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, it really complements the colour of your eyes.
Yes.
I sort of need an invitation to proceed.
Perhaps, maybe I, that's where I need to, like, learn to improvise. Like, if I'm reading off this script as given to me by the self-help gurus, then perhaps I'm going to end up in trouble. So I need to sort of get, you know, my improvisational skills up, and perhaps I can get go off script and do some little kind of, you know,
ad-libbing.
More, yeah, ad-libbing type conversational things without it turning into some sort of thing where the person thinks that I'm actually saying something completely wrong about them.
And you want to make it sound as sincere and natural as
possible, though. Yes, I do.
So are there any other tips apart from the three steps?
Those are the three. And, you know, it's going to raise my self-esteem once I do learn to give a good compliment.
But, Jay, just start by just being relaxed and... Yeah, I think they're very good steps. Being specific about it helps, because if you stop yourself and go, oh, you have such a good radio voice, like, it's so different. And you're like, what do you mean different?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think they're very good steps. But also I feel that sometimes it really depends on who you're talking to, time and context.
Yeah.
You can't spill off a whole thing. Sometimes it sounds really kiss ass, dare I say it. It's true. You know, if you give too much of a compliment or just heap it on them without knowing – you know, and you're like, oh, thanks. Like, do you want to borrow my car or something? Like, what do you need from me?
Yeah, I get, I guess.
Do you get suspicious?
I get suspicious of, like, people giving me compliments to begin with. And this is so, like, where I go wrong, right? Because, you know, I get this picture in my head of, you know, this kind of giggly, like, girl who goes, oh, you look so cool. And then behind your back is like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's wearing that. You know what I mean? It's like. That's how I feel in everyday life, but that's just my inadequacies. But, you know, anyways, I'm not going to talk about myself anymore because
I think you've done well.
I'm just making myself more and more seem like an idiot.
No, I think you've done well, Jade. I think it's a slow process, and I just never thought giving compliments could be such a three-step process for some people, when I know some people just naturally bullshit quite well. I think it just comes off fake easily for some people, where some people try really hard to be sincere, but it just comes out wrong.
Yeah.
I never realized that it could be a challenge sometimes to come across sincere for some people as well.
Well, it was interesting when you said, you know, oh, you just need to be really relaxed, because maybe the problem is in social situations, I'm very rarely relaxed because I'm still trying to think of the next thing to talk about, because I'm obsessing in my head about, like, what if we've got nothing to talk about? So, you know, it all feeds into the one big monster.
Oh, Jade, and that is why we have Shoe Swap every week, to deal with your little demons. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. We are having a fantastic night. Still to come on our show, I will whip out something from my childhood, and it's actually... You know what? If you don't know what it is, you really didn't have a very good childhood. Mm-hmm. In fact, you probably had a better one than I did. A Legionnaire cap. Legionnaire cap. If your mama never made you wear that at school, if your school teachers didn't make you wear that, girl, you missed out.
You don't know what embarrassment is.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to make you suffer the way I had to. And but right after this, of course, in a couple of songs' time, we will have our Rainbow Road Test. Jade, tonight you'll be talking about...
same-sex immigration.
Meanwhile, we've got a very exciting theme still happening, just subtly in the background. You're on Joy.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.